The Five Secrets of a Phenomenal Business. Introduction.
Do you remember why you went into business for yourself? Was it to make a lot of money, or was it really to be your own boss, to chart your own course, to have a little more free time? Yeah, right. The brutal reality of most small business owners' lives is that you feel like you're a slave to your business. There's very little family time, major stress, no real freedom. The business consumes your mind 24/7, and you feel like you have a job rather than a business. Your day is consumed putting out brush fires. Can you relate to that? I sure can. I'm originally from L.A., Lower Alabama. I grew up on welfare in Mobile, Alabama, where there were seven kids crammed into a little 600-square-foot shack. The roof on that house was so bad that every time it rained, we had to get out all the pots and pans to catch the leaks. My mama fed us on $100 a month from the welfare department somehow. I still remember getting Christmas presents from the social workers until this day. When you grow up like that, how are you likely to turn out? Well, for me, I was an 18-year-old rebellious teenager. I got in a fight with my stepdad, and he kicked me out of the house. A friend and I scraped up enough money for me to get a Greyhound bus ticket to Houston, Texas. The reason I came to Houston is this is where my real dad lived, and he left when I was a year old. I only met him twice in my entire life. My sister was there with him, and I figured she would be there for me, and I needed a change. I stepped off of that Greyhound bus with only 25 cents in my pocket. That was all the money I had to my name. I wasn't even sure if my dad would be there to pick me up, but he was, and I lived with him and his wife for about a year. After a few odd jobs, I became a professional waiter, and I worked in these high-end restaurants where I presented flaming tableside cooking, wearing a tuxedo, and I learned how to make a lot of great dishes at the table, like steak Diane, pepper steak, Caesar salad dressing from scratch, hot spinach salad, bananas Foster, cherries Jubilee, and many more things like that. And by the way, setting stuff on fire inside was very cool indeed. During my years as a waiter, I learned a great deal about the customer service experience. I've always been an entrepreneur at heart. And as a kid, I cut grass, I picked up pine cones, I sold stuff door to door, and I did anything I could to make money. As a waiter, however, I just made enough money to pay the rent. And then I met my wife, Denise Conjette Antoinette Pinella. Now that's Italian. I went to New Jersey to marry into this Italian family. And when you marry in an Italian family, you don't get wedding presents like dishes, toasters, blenders, and things like that. What do you get? You get cash. We received $3,000 in wedding money. While we were in New Jersey, a friend of the family who was my age, 23 at the time, was tooling around a little red Mercedes convertible, and I said to myself, I want to know what that guy does, and I want to know if it's legal. You know, Italians and all that. Well, of course, my wife's family's not like that. But it turned out that he owned his own business. So as soon as we got back to Houston, I spent all of our wedding money to start my first business out of the trunk of my car. Denise was really thrilled about that, let me tell you. After being in business for 13 years, I felt like a slave to my business. I love to travel, but when I did travel, much of that supposed quote-unquote vacation was consumed talking to customers and employees back home. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you have to take your appointment book and cell phone with you wherever you go? Well, after spending 13 long years becoming a slave to my business, I learned two secrets that changed my life forever. My mentor would come to my office every week to talk and pray with me, and he noticed how involved I was in every little detail of the business and how dependent it was on me. He recommended that I read The E-Myth Revisited by Michael E. Gerber. That book changed my life and changed my business forever. After reading the E-Myth, I took a week off and I traveled to my favorite place in the whole wide world, Destin, Florida, and I sat on the beach and recreated my future. The first secret I learned is that you've got to have systems in your business if you don't want to be a slave to it. I learned how to work on the business instead of in the business, as Michael Gerber says. The second secret that I learned, also from the E-Myth, is the only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. You went into business for yourself because you had a dream of having more time with your family, a dream of doing what you want when you want. Instead, you feel like a slave to that business. That's what I felt like. I was literally a prisoner of my own making. Don't get me wrong, I really enjoyed serving my customers and doing the technical work of the business, but now I saw a different picture. I saw that I could have a turnkey business, one that works just as well without me as it does with me. I returned to Houston and started working on the business from my new perspective, and we grew it into a multi-million dollar turnkey enterprise. I have 40 team members who love their work, which allows me to do what I love to do, and that is to help small business owners stop being a slave to their business and have the freedom that they've always wanted to have. In 1998, I began teaching my systems to other business owners through information products, seminars, and coaching. As it turns out, I was speaking at the same convention as Michael Gerber himself, the guy that wrote The E-Myth, the book that changed my life. The seminar promoter arranged for us to meet for breakfast. Since that meeting in Las Vegas, Michael has not only presented at my live events, he's become a great friend and a great mentor to me. I talk to him several times a year, and I'll always be grateful to him for changing my business life. I love Michael. He's a brilliant, incredibly gifted man. Since that time, I've owned 9 small businesses altogether. I've had partners. I've bought and sold businesses. I've done network marketing and even started a franchise operation. My live conferences have included world-famous American legend Zig Ziglar himself, John Maxwell, of course, Michael Gerber, as I mentioned, Bob Berg, Joseph Michelli, Darren Hardy, and many, many others. But I'm most grateful for my relationship with the Ziglar Corporation. I've been blessed to not only share the stage with Zig and to be featured on his live video webcast, but to enjoy a close personal relationship with the entire Ziglar family and team. I recently launched Ziglar's very first coaching program for business owners. Tom Ziglar and I have traveled the world helping small business owners get free from being a slave to their business. Funny thing is that some years ago, when my business was still very small, I was part of a local industry group that met every week to talk about ways to improve our businesses and our industry. There are about a dozen people who meet every Monday morning, and they complained about the economy and how customers wouldn't pay their price. They had what Zig called stinking thinking and needed a checkup from the neck up. Some of them were wearing cutoff blue jeans, flip-flops, and hadn't shaven for the morning, and they wondered why they didn't have much business. I strolled in carrying a briefcase, wearing a sport coat and a tie, and of course a positive attitude, and they literally actually laughed at me and said, "Who do you think you are, Zig Ziglar or somebody?" The funny thing is I didn't even know Zig Ziglar at the time. Little did they know, they were speaking my future. Today, I have the pleasure of not only working with the Ziglar organization, but the thrill of helping small business owners around the world achieve record sales and profits while having more time off. And that's what I want for you. That's what this book is all about. Helping you stop being a slave to your business by transforming it into a predictable, profitable, turnkey operation so that you can live out the one and only reason your business exists.